It's great to be here with you. We've been here all week, and we were here last week, and this is a great place. This is a house of faith. You know, I told the ladies yesterday, I said, y'all are believers, you know? There are unbelieving believers. You know, they just wear the label. And, oh, sure, I'm a believer. Sure, I love God, sure. But y'all have faith, and you press in for things, and you reach in and apprehend what God wants to do, and it's awesome. I'm so excited about that. Oh, ladies, I have my I am a builder tag here. I'm not going to wear it because it'll probably fall off, but men will have to tell, your wives or friends will have to tell you about that because there's good things coming. There's good things coming. And I had thought that I would preach today kind of an extension of that message yesterday. But Friday night, as I was spending time with the Lord, he completely flipped and gave me a word specifically for breakthrough. And so I'm excited about that. I brought my New Testament Bible with me because I was preaching from the New Testament. And this is from the Old Testament, so I'll be using my phone today. Thankful for the Bible app. So, breakthrough, this is a word for you. So I'm going to be reading from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Where's Caitlin? There's all those ones again. 1, 1, 1. Joshua, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give you. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert, and it goes through all the boundaries, No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you to do. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get ready. Get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God has given you for your own. So, Father, I just pray over that word, Lord God. I pray over this scripture, Father, and I commit and submit all of this unto you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Breakthrough, you're in a new season. You're in a new season and a new time. Sense the change, and I want to encourage you to prepare. This is a time where you are crossing over. You are stepping out of and into. Out of and into. It's a time of transition. It's a time of shift, and I know y'all use that word as like moving. But shift, a shift, a change, which I guess could be moving, but you're not moving. But like moving building. And it's a time of stepping out of old into new. You're in a new season and time. Sense the change. I'm calling you to sense the change. I'm calling you to prepare. It's a season of time. So I'm like, okay, God, a season. What is a season? And I looked it up. And I have a few points here. A season of time is a distinct time, a temporary period in life or history, and it's characterized by specific circumstances, purposes, or themes. From a biblical perspective, a season of time refers to divine timing or a set time, often termed as kairos, whoosh, for specific events, a set time for specific events, tasks, or spiritual breakthroughs. Kairos. There are key characteristics. Seasons are temporary. They necessitate adaptability, and they require different strategies to maximize growth. Now, ladies, we talked about that kind of adaptability and change. I didn't use the word adaptability yesterday, but change. And we don't like change, but we're going to have to change, right? It came yesterday, and it's here today in order to step into this new season. So this is the Spirit of the Lord. This new season, in order to step into this new season, you're going to have to change. You're going to have to ask the Lord what you have to change. You're going to have to ask the Lord what you're to put down, and you're going to have to ask what you are to pick up. And it doesn't mean that what you're putting down is evil or wrong or sinful. It's just something that he's saying, put it down. Put it down and pick up what I've asked you to pick up. Pick up what I'm telling you to pick up. Pick up what I'm showing you. And you may not even know right now. You might have an inkling. Some of you might have an inkling. But it's time to put some things down and pick some things up. You're in a new season and you are crossing over. There's things all around us in the world that are changing. We're in a time period where so much is changing in the world, it's just going to stay that way, I think, right? Just everything is change. AI, the way you travel, business, everything, so much. Everything is changing. So get ready for change. Get ready to be uncomfortable. Ask God to make you comfortable with change, because that's the only way we're going to be able to handle it, right? Glenn and I, we've been sensing change and transition in our life for quite a while. And the stirring of the Lord, and I shared some about that previously, and I think it was on the Academy, right? And where I've been doing this, and at the Lord's direction, and literally he was like, you need to drop it. You need to let go. And I literally felt like I had to spiritually, like, prise my fingers off of, because I'd been holding on so tight and fighting so long. At his direction, what he had said to pick up and to fight and to war for. And it felt so uncomfortable. It felt so uncomfortable, and it left me on, like, uneven foot. I'm a pacer. Sorry. I hope that's okay. Camera guys, I hope that's okay. So it left me unsteady and uneven and, like, who am I? If I don't fight for that, who am I? And just, Lord, I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to act. So get ready for some times where you're just unsettled. Get ready to love on one another and encourage one another and say, it's okay to not know. I'm a seer, and I see. And I had seen, and this is where we're going, and this is what we're doing. And all of a sudden, it's like, and I don't see anymore right now. It's comical because I don't see anything right now. I told my friend, I said, I just want to go to Australia. When we go to Australia, that's my goal. If I make it, if I survive to Australia. And I arrived here broken and weak and tired, and y'all just loved me into health and wholeness again. Thank you. And but I don't see past Australia. So I know we're going home Tuesday, and I don't see what's next, but it's okay, because we're in the same season, I guess, Christine. I've been saying it's so interesting. We're so linked, but it's okay. What I'm saying is it's okay to not know. And that whole thing of where Israel followed, they picked up and they followed. If the fire, the pillar of fire by night and cloud by day, right? They followed the fire. They didn't see. They didn't know. They walked directly with his presence. Okay, this is what he's saying today. Today I do this. And that's all I know. And that may be what you walk through. After God, when God's stirring and he says, this is your crossing over, this is your time, you're going to transition, shift, and step into new, you're going to be uncomfortable. pray for one another. Pray for one another. So get used to being uncomfortable. The theme from crossing over in the Bible signifies a divine transition from a place of bondage, wandering, or limitation to a new season of promise, freedom, and spiritual maturity. It acts as a bridge from struggle to victory, requiring faith, obedience, and total reliance on God's direction. We're going to have to totally rely on Him. There are some key aspects to crossing over. Divine transition, leaving bondage for freedom, prophetic movement from a season into another, requiring a change in mindset. And we talked about that yesterday, ladies, too, right? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And God is asking His people to think differently. He's asking us to see ourselves differently. He's asking us, Brooke, thank you so much, because her example today, when she's like, what do you see? Is it a chair? Is anything there at all? Okay, it's a chair. How vividly do you see the chair? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself? I wish I had my Bible here to hold up. Do you see yourself according to how the Word of God says that you are? You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. You are royalty. You are royalty? Or are you like, okay, I'm an Aussie here and God loves me and I've slapped the believer tag on. How do you see yourself? Because how you see yourself is who you will be. It is what you will walk into. It's the life you will live out. So from one season to another is okay to think about, but you change as you walk through that season. If you think about the Israelites, they stepped out of into, and the whole thing on their 40 years of wandering, as I wander around the platform up here, was transition. They themselves changed. God changed them and changed their mindset from, Peter, what was it, 400 years of slavery? 800 years of slavery? 400 years of slavery. That's a long, 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 long time. That was their identity. That was who they knew to be. They were comfortable with that. They knew how to do that. They knew what to expect. They knew every day when they got up what every day was going to look like. There was no change. Well, when Pharaoh, there was some change. Things were harder, right? So as they began to pack up and to leave and to cross over, they wandered and they wandered and they wandered. And before they crossed over, as they crossed over, they stepped into newness. They stepped into a whole new land, a whole new world. And I was reading that last night. And one of the first things that God did was the circumcision of all the, because everyone had died out except for who? Joshua and Caleb. Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua and Caleb. They're the only two of the older generation. Everybody else is younger. And they were circumcised. And then as soon as after they were circumcised, they went to war. They went to war. Slaves. That's a big change. That's a big change. They became warriors. And the very first, it's very interesting, the song we sang this morning, the first, you're talking about walls. The very first city was Jericho with the walls that had to come down. The walls that had to come down. We can't stay in the old, regardless of walls. If there are walls there, they have to come down. They have to come down because God is calling you breakthrough to cross over now. You can't allow the walls. You can't say, well, I like being a slave. I want to stay the same. I'm happy where I am. We don't have a choice. So we're moving from slaves, crossing over into warriors. Okay? Now, warriors. You know, we all think about, oh, the warrior hero. You know, that means there's some battles that's going to have to happen. The hero part's the good part. There's some battles that's going to have to happen. You're going to have to fight for some things. You're going to have to teach yourself, as Brooke said, to envision. She says there was work done in the quiet place to be the actor or actress that was super successful that could cause people to see the beauty of the scene. There's going to have to be some work in the private place. It's changing who you are to step into who you were called to be. Those warriors, the warriors that God wants you to be. The warriors that God wants you to be. So crossing over is a change of identity. There's an identity change. You're moving from slaves. You're changing from slaves. You're changing from wanderers and pilgrims. You're changing to warriors. Let's look at Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, please. And if I'd brought my Bible, I would have this all marked up. I'll never travel alone with just a New Testament again. Thought I had it all figured out. God is Jehovah sneaky. And Numbers 13, 30. This is in the NIV, 1330. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. Are you kidding me? That's my version. They are stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land that they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak who come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. So these are the naysayers. These are the ones who are like, we can't do this. Are you kidding me? We saw, like, their knees were knocking together. Like, they're big. They're big, and we're just normal, and we can't do this. There's a wall, right? This is the thing. There's a wall. Wait, we're slaves. We can't. The fear, the whole, like, settling into their mindset. Like, what are we thinking? What are we thinking? What are we thinking? How appropriate that you had your, we've seen this. Why won't God do that? We've seen all the miracles of the old. We've seen all the miracles of old, all the miracles of the day up until now. And God says, you're crossing over. What are you, where this poster was right here, what are you believing for? How big can you believe? How big can you believe? How big can you believe? At Moore, one of the things I do is ask women to write out 100 dreams. And it's 100 dreams. And some people are like, oh, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And then it's like 100, and it's 100 to really stretch you. And then there's some people who are like, oh, I just, I can dream. God's asking you not only to dream, but to dream big. To dream big. To dream big, big dreams. God is crossing you over, and he wants great things to come out of here. Great things to come out of here at Breakthrough. He's breaking you over and breaking you out, crossing you over and breaking you out, breaking you into new things. He's enlarging and expanding you. He's enlarging and expanding you. How large can you believe? How large can you believe? Bigger than us four no more, right? Bigger than my family, bigger than my extended family, bigger than my neighborhood, bigger than my church, bigger than my community, bigger than this city, bigger than Melbourne, bigger, into Australia, right? How about the world? Can you believe for changes in the world? Can you believe for changes in the world? Can you stretch, and allow him to change your mindset so that he uses you to become the answer? But Holly, I'm doing this. This is all I want to do. This is all I've ever wanted to do. Don't make me think like that. It's not me. Trust me, this is a different word than what I was bringing to you. This is a different word. God says breakthrough. It's time to cross over. And you know what they're crossing into? The promised land. The promised land. Where your promises are fulfilled. Again, so appropriate with these posters here today. So appropriate with those posters here today. God is going to fulfill those and more. And more, because there's more that he wants to do. When we filled that up, you didn't know you were crossing over. Well, now you know you're crossing over. So I want you to, like, how big can we think? What can we believe for? Whoosha. You know, when we lived, when we lived here, Pastor Ricky, when we lived here, Pastor Ricky would tell us about the great Southland of the Holy Spirit. And that Australia is going to be the place. It was prophesied almost from its discovery or founding or very, 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 very early days. It was prophesied as the great Southland of the Holy Spirit. And that this is the nation, this is the nation where the last and greatest outbreak of the Holy Spirit is going to come from. And he sowed Australia into our heart. And he sowed revival into our heart. And those seeds are here, and they're in this place, and they're here in you. And Australia shall be saved. And I learned yesterday, or one of our car ride trips, of Pastor traveling around Australia with the Oral Roberts tapes and setting them up in churches and halls and places and cities all around Australia or Victoria? Victoria, New South Wales, and South Australia. That's the history of this house. This is not just a church. This is not just a church. There's an out there big vision, Usha, where the Holy Spirit wants to say, hey, have you seen? Have you heard? Do you know this? Oral Roberts was in America. The miracle healing revivals that were taking place in the late 50s, early 60s? 50s and 60s. And here's Pastor David going, you have to know this. Australia has to see this. We're going to set this up. And they took their weekends and would drive and travel and set up these tapes and play them for people to watch and to see what God can do. Take yourself and your believing Christianity and make it bigger. Make it bigger into what God can do. See the fullness of who God is. See the greatness and the enlargement out of what our, okay, we go to church. Yes, we love Jesus. We have slapped on the sticker. There's so much more than that. There's so much more. These are the seeds that this house has been founded on and established on, coming out of Blackburn Assembly of God into breakthrough. And now God is saying, cross over into more. Make it happen. Expand and enlarge yourselves. Enlarge your tent pegs. Enlarge your tent pegs. Expand and enlarge. Expand and enlarge. So he's asking for Joshua's and Caleb's today. He's asking for Joshua's and Caleb's today. There's plenty of people who say, oh, we're grasshoppers. We can't do that. We can't do that. We're grasshoppers, and I know about the Australian tall poppies. I know about the tall poppy syndrome. Well, you know what? We're not talking about that anymore, because we have to rise up and become the tall poppies for the kingdom. We have to become those for the kingdom. So we're not grasshoppers. We're not little. We are royalty. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we are called to make a change. We are called to take down giants. We are called to take down giants. That giant may be in your family. That giant may be a stronghold that's been there for generations that's coming down because you're not a grasshopper. It might be in your business. It might be a wall that's coming down. It might be in a healing that needs to take place that is like, oh, no, this can't be healed. This is incurable. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that. You don't know my God. My God is not a God of grasshoppers. My God is a God raising up warriors, and we can fight and defeat giants. He defeats giants. He defeats giants every day. He says, we will eat them as bread. He says, no, that's what we will do. We're the warriors. We're the warriors. So God is looking for Caleb's and Joshua's. He's looking for Caleb's and Joshua's. And I'm telling you, breakthrough, for you to cross over, you're going to have the spirit of Caleb. You're going to have the spirit of Joshua. And I'm calling forth Joshua's and Caleb's today to rise up, to stand up on your feet, and to say, yes, I am that. I am that. I am Joshua. I am Caleb. I will rise up and take my mountain. I will give me my mountain. I believe for that. I believe what God has said will come to pass. I believe that God said Bayswater will be saved. I and my family shall be saved. Bayswater shall be saved. Melbourne shall be saved. Australia shall be saved. Thank you, Father God. So I just want to, call people up. If you have in your heart, I'm a Joshua, I'm a Caleb, and I will come up and say, God, yes, use me to enable us to cross over. Use me to possess this land. Use me to bring about salvation to my family, to those around me, to my community. Use me to build and create resources for the kingdom. Use me to knock down walls that people have said are impossible. Use me to change the strongholds and mindsets that are even within myself, God. Break them down. Actually, we just break those down now in Jesus' name. We break down strongholds now in Jesus' name. We break down the strongholds of the mind that say, who is this crazy American up here? I tell you, I'm sent with the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says to you. Change your mind. Cross over. You are strong and you are mighty. You are called to be a Caleb. You are called to be a Joshua. You are called to possess the land, and you'll go forth in might and in power and anointing. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up in judgment against you, you shall cast down and condemn. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father.